Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know what? It didn't feel that way because, you know, Peanut and the D got a few turnovers in the first half. We just didn't capitalize off of it, you know, and it was the same game all four quarters. So the second half, we were able just to capitalize off of our opportunities and, you know, it was a great win. It felt like a playoff game early, you know, to start the season off against a Cincinnati Bengals team who's really good, fast and physical. You know, it was a great challenge for us. We knew it was going to be four quarters, like Coach Trestman says, 58 minutes plus two, and that's exactly what it was. So it was a big win for us, a total team win. Coaches did a great job of getting us prepared. Did some things early and, you know, adjusted off of it, and it worked. Yeah, I think you guys heard me say it time and time again last year. May even had some tears in my eyes last year about it, getting other guys the ball. Because when that happens, you know, they really have to play true. You know, they really can't double me as much. We saw it today a little bit, but, you know, when guys like Alshon start catching the ball, Martellus, who I think is the best tight end in the game, you know, I just think he needs the numbers to prove that, and he will at the end of the year. But it just makes my job easier, and it makes the team's job, you know, that much easier. So I'm excited to have these guys, Alshon growing up, bringing in Martellus. Hats off to Phil for getting that guy here. I don't know why the Giants let him out of there, but yeah, like I said, he's the best tight end in the game, and you can mark that down. But we don't look at it as that. We look at it as our offense. You know, Coach Trestman is definitely our leader, but we all take ownership in that. And that's what they sell us. You know, Coach actually said it yesterday, Coach Cromer. He said, we'll be great when we take over it. Take over this offense as our offense. And I think we did that today. Jay was amazing in the huddle. I mean, this guy, every play has so much going on. We had four or five different plays every single snap, and for him to, you know, get us going, and he didn't know if we had any pre-snap penalties, and I don't think we did. And that's a testimony to his leadership and him really getting us where we're supposed to go. No, Coach Trestman, he's a special guy, man. He really is. His hands stay steady. You know, there's no ups and downs. He's special, man, and it was a great win for him. Lance and the team presented him with a game ball for his first victory. He, you know, was very grateful about it, but, you know, it seemed like he was like, hey, this is just one, and we have many more to go. So it was a great team win today. I do. And you know what, there's a lot of communication on the sideline. You know, there's times where Jay and I or Martellus went up to him in the sideline and we put our heads together and he listened to some of those things. And that's great to see, you know, that chemistry being formed and him trusting in us. You know, that's trust right there. 4-for-1, you know, we could have gave it back to our defense, but he put it in our hands and we came through. Matt Forte bounced it out. You know, those two young guys, you know, did a great job and kept the chains moving. Yeah, I didn't understand it, you know, fourth quarter, you know, put a safety on me 1-on-1. You can only ask for that and dream about that. And, you know, I tried to sell an inside route, and he jumped it a little bit, and, you know, we had a clear lane and, you know, actually did a great job of making up and almost got that ball out. So the ball bounced our way today.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.